Masechet Shkolim Perek Hei Mishnah Dalet until Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. The Masechta has really moved into its second half, and the focus is far less to do with Shkolim and the donations of the Machzah Shekel itself, and it's more to do with the general running of the Beis HaMikdash. The previous Mishnah began to tell us that when one brought Nesachim for a particular korban, Nesachim includes wine and flour which is mixed with oil, which are brought with the korbanos. And in general, one wouldn't bring oil or wine or flour from his house to bring it with the korban, because it had to be very tahar, it had to be totally pure, and so it was far easier that the Beis HaMikdash would take care of that. And when you brought the korban, then you would obtain the oil, the flour, and the wine from the Beis HaMikdash and bring it with your korban. Now, each korban had a different amount of wine, oil, and flour which needed to be brought with it, and therefore there were different chesomis, pieces of paper with different things written on it, which would indicate which nesachim he needed. So the Mishnah tells us, Mishum Makish Nesachim, somebody who needed nesachim to be brought with his korban, Holich Le'etzel Yochanan, he would go to Yochanan ben Pinchas, who we learned in the first Mishnah was Shehu Memunah Al Chesomais, was appointed over these Chesomais, these pieces of paper, which indicated which nesachim were necessary. Noisa no Mois, he would give him money according to how many nesachim he needed, and he would tell him, let's say, I am bringing a korban of a Metzaira, the three korbanos of a Metzaira, and with Kalvim Menu Chesom, he would receive a Chesom, a piece of paper, from Yochanan ben Pinchas. And on that piece of paper, we learned in the previous Mishnah, was written one or two words indicating which Nesachim he needed. And so he took that Chesom, Bodei Eitzel Achia. He then came to Achia Shumamunah al Nesachim, who was appointed over the Nesachim themselves. When it's not Chesom, he would give him the Chesom, and Kalvim Menu Nesachim, and he would receive from Achia the Nesachim, which he had paid for, and then he would go and offer that up together with his korban. Vula Erev, and every evening, Boin Ze Eitzel Ze. Achia and Yochanan ben Pinchas would meet up. They would come towards each other. Achia would bring out all of the chesomis which he had received, and he had given a sochim in return for them. And he would receive, corresponding to each chesom, he would receive money from Yochanan ben Pinchas. Yochanan received all of the money and would give out to people the chesomis, and Achia would receive all of the chesomis. And so it was supposed to be that the price of all of the chesomis put together would match up exactly with the amount of money which Yochanan ben Pinchas had received. But if there was more money than that, then we assume that somebody must have wanted to give a bit more money to the Beis HaMikdash, and say paid a bit more, and so that extra goes to the Beis HaMikdash. But if there is less money than the amount of chesomos, so now we assume that Yochanan must have lost some of the money. And even though in general perhaps Yochanan wouldn't have needed to pay if he was just looking after the money, in this case, Yochanan had to pay from his own pocket because of the rule which we have seen before, so he had Hekdash al Ha'alyona, because Hekdash, the Beis HaMikdash's property, has the upper hand. Mishnah, if somebody has bought a chesom from Yochanan ben Pinchas, but then he lost his chesom before managing to give it to Achia and to actually receive the wine, oil, and flour. So we tell him to wait until the evening, when Yochanan ben Pinchas and Achia will meet and calculate whether there is any extra money. And in Motzlei Kedei Chesomai, if they find that exactly the amount of money, which is the cost of this person's chesom, is extra, so that means that obviously he had lost his chesom, and that would be the reason why there's a bit extra money, because Achia had not received this chesom, even though it had been paid for, and therefore Nosanlo, in that case, they would give him the nesachim corresponding to the worth of that chesom. But if not, if there is not exactly that amount of money extra, even if there is more money extra, we assume that that is just because of somebody who designated some more money. There is no longer an indication that that is the reason why there is extra money. There's no longer a guarantee that it's because of this missing chesom, and therefore lo hayalai, he would not be entitled to those nesachim, and he would need to buy them again. And ends off the mission of Hashem Hayom Kosov Alehen. The exact date was written on the chesomis, because of the liars and the cheats, who would find a chesom which had been lost from someone, and they would pick it up and use it without having actually paid for it. So if you write the date on it, then it's far less likely that somebody will be able to do that, because it would mean that you would have to find it on the exact same day as it was lost. So that would be unlikely, and therefore they would not be able to dishonestly use that chesom.